morning, nobody got it.
Mm-mm.
So your next chance at 9:20.
Joining us on the phone, president of Lanier Law Group, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. Please welcome Lisa Lanier.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm sure you get this all the time.
These kinds of stories?
All the time.
All the time. Right. Every day.
Basically, I'll give you the headline. A woman tells a cop that she was experiencing her time of the month because the cop noticed that there was blood running down her leg.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
And so upon further investigation, they realized it was not indeed her time of the month, but she had hidden a crack pipe in her nethers. And
did
said,
it break?
Yes, and said crack pipe broke.
Oh, that hurts me just thinking about it.
Lisa, you just take it from there.
That hurts me too, and I can't even relate.
She actually got into a fender bender, and when the police stopped to investigate the fender bender, they realized that she had some outstanding warrants. She had failed to appear on some drug charges, and so it kind of went downhill from there. And apparently, when she realized that the cops were pulling up, she shoved not only a crack pipe, but also a syringe. It did have a cap on the needle, but she shoved a syringe and a crack pipe into her vajayjay.
Safety first.
And yes.
Thought that she would get away with it until the crack pipe broke, and she started to bleed profusely.
Right.
And so at first she tries to tell the cops that it's just her time of the month, but as the bleeding really gets bad, they take her to get medical attention, and that's when all the drug paraphernalia was discovered.
Uh-huh.
So, and in this situation, she, you know, anything that, when the police are executing a valid warrant like this, anything that they see that's in plain view that leads them to the discovery of additional criminal activity is pretty much fair game. So in this situation, you know, she couldn't really get away with hiding this stuff because she injured herself.
Mm-hmm.
And a similar outcome would have happened had this happened here in North Carolina. I think this was actually in North Dakota or somewhere, but if this had happened here, the paraphernalia charge would have just been a misdemeanor. But this lady she was having a really bad day.
So I'm guessing the car accident caused the crack pipe to break?
Well, I gathered that maybe she didn't put the drug paraphernalia in the vajayjay until she realized that
right.
the police were coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason I'd be a terrible criminal. I would just ride with something in my rectum the whole time. For no reason. Why am I doing this? It's just there.
I wouldn't be able to lie to the police if I knew that there was blood coming down. I wouldn't be able to. I would think to myself, something really bad happened, and I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be able to lie.
You're like, it's a crack pipe. Sorry.
Yes.
But it's
right.
addicted
well, I think,
to crack.
I think that she kind of held to that story for a while, and then I think she finally ended up having to fess up because I think she really realized that she did need medical attention.
Right.
So it wasn't just, you know, I'm sure that they probably handed her a tampon and said, let's get this under control. And she's like, ooh, now what?
You know? Now I can't.
Well, actually, I can't do that. Now, Lisa, in all your years, have you ever, I think I've heard this stuff before. My friends that are police officers, they arrest people and they have stuff hidden in all sorts of places.
Crevices.
One of my friends, they arrested a big lady, huge lady, and before they put her in the back of the cop car, they patted her down and they noticed that she had a gun in one of the folds of her fat. You couldn't even see it.
Whoa!
It was producer Whitney, and she's.
Stop that.
I'm just jealous. I'm not fat enough to do that.
No, but yeah, I mean, stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I personally have not had any experience with any of those kind of folks, but some of my police officer friends have definitely told me some funny stories about, you know, criminals who will try to hide stuff in their rectum, in the vajayjay, and like you said, even in the very obese folks who would do it in the folds of the fat, and but you think you have to be really, really huge. That's a very small segment of the population that actually has enough fold to hide like a weapon or some drug paraphernalia.
Yeah, and to be the police officer, you're highly trained in knowing you have to go through their folds of fat to find stuff.
Uh-huh. Yikes. Part of the job.
Yeah, that's not fun, I'm sure. There's probably some hygiene issues related there, too, that would not be too fun.
Yeah, I'm guessing
I would say so. You learn something new every time we speak with the official attorney.
That's why we love you, Lisa. So if you're ever injured on the job, not with a crack pipe.
No, uh-uh.
But just, you know, doing legal things. If you're injured on the job, contact Lisa Lanier. Real easy, 1-888-CONSULT. She has offices statewide. Or go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Sure. You guys have a great day.
You too.
I mean, can you imagine?
No.
You're like, oh, the police are pulling me over.
Mm-mm.
Where could I hide this?
Where do I put this thing?
Your first thought is,
you know,
well,
people, they will swallow drugs in an instance, too. Yeah. You have no idea what it's going to do to you.
Jason, have you ever hid anything in your BH? I know you're fond of it.
Hid? No.
No. Mm-mm.
You're alluding to you've done something else.
No, I'm just, when you talk about the, you know, the wiping. Normal, yeah, the normal.
Oh, okay. All right. Nothing crazy.
That would not be where I would stick things.
No. I mean, at that point.
Like, I just get caught.
You got me or try to throw it out the window. I don't know. Okay, we got a very angry email. I believe it was sent to our GM of something that happened on the air here. We share everything. We're going to share this email with you. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. Coming up next, you don't want to miss it.
1075 KZL, traffic alert.
Still clearing an accident in Greensboro. That's High Cone Road at Highway 29. Any other traffic updates, give us a call at 1-800-682-1075. Your traffic report brought to you by Bojangles. Hurry into Bojangles and get two delicious made-from-scratch steak biscuits, just $3. It's bow time. Your 107.5 KZL forecast, foggy this morning, few showers, 70 for the high today. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 74, dense fog and 58 degrees. That is your traffic and your weather together from the Planet Fitness Studios on 107.5 KZL.
Great Wolf Lodge knows there's me time, girls' night out, twit book, ballet lessons.